Dogs were the stars on Sunday morning at The Place for Paws Pet Care Center and Doggy Daycare in Innisfil. Owner Sandy Barubi, staff and volunteers hosted a charity dog wash, raising money for Finding Them Homes James Bay Positive Rescue, an organization that brings stray dogs and puppies from remote northern communities to the Barrie area for care, fostering and adoption. The organization had its beginning 9 years ago, when northern residents Sarah Friero and Brenda Muller contacted Barrie resident Julia Desoti via social media, and she established a local network of foster homes and adoption drives. Julia and her twin sister Lisa have remained at the heart of Finding Them Homes, which was incorporated and received charitable status in 2014, and both were at the charity dog wash. "This is perfect timing," said Lisa, who noted that in the last 9 years, Finding Them Homes has been able to arrange for the adoption of almost 3,500 dogs, rescued from 6 communities along the coast of James Bay, Wicomicon Unceded Territory, and Cashechewan First Nation. "Why was the timing of the dog wash perfect? We had a dog arrive last night that was injured," Lisa explained, "that was taken to the Huronia Veterinary Emergency Clinic with 2 broken legs. Literally, this is what the fundraising goes toward. Emergency veterinary care is not available in the far north, and there's often a huge price tag attached to bringing animals south to Timmins, the nearest emergency center, for treatment. Without the help, what would these communities do? For them to have the option for somebody to help is huge," she said. Lisa and Julia were in a booth, selling handcrafted signs, crafts they make in our spare time, Lisa said. "Our proceeds will go towards the dogs." Sunday's event was the 7th annual dog wash organized by The Place for Paws, benefiting Finding Them Homes. For a minimum donation of $35, dog owners could bring in their companion animals for a wash and nail trim. "It's a nice crowd out there," said Sandy Barubi, The Place for Paws owner, as she helped with the registration and grooming, noting that all of the vendors have agreed to donate a portion of their sales to the charity. Beside the vendors and the charity dog wash, there was a barbecue and draw, but the real focus was on the Finding Them Homes meet and greet, offering visitors the opportunity to come nose to nose with some of the rescued animals now up for adoption and looking for a forever home. Foster parents and their own rescued animals were also on hand, happy to talk about the charity and the joys of adoption. Bob Martin, who regularly fosters dogs and puppies for Finding Them Homes, was accompanied by Charlie, his own rescue. "When she was a puppy, she had one ear up and one ear down," Martin said, "while most of the other pups in the litter had ears up. It took months before the family realized that Charlie was going to be the exception. There is a strong community of foster families and adopters," Martin noted. "We get to follow some of her siblings on Facebook, living their best doggy lives. She's a great sibling when we foster." He was not the only foster parent to adopt a beloved pet from the charity. Kelsey Perry brought along Camino, her latest husky foster, but also her own rescue, Savannah, who was delighted to cuddle with visitors, accepting pats and belly rubs. "She wasn't always like this. She was a lot of work," Perry admitted, "but the effort, training and investment of love is worth it," she said. Last year, without vendors, the charity dog wash raised almost $2,000. "I really wanted to bring the vendors back in," said Barubi. "I'm hoping to beat that this year." For more information on Finding Them Homes, click here. For information on The Place for Paws, its services and upcoming fundraisers, click here.